This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. You can reach me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Steve's there too at Steve Gruber Show and SteveGruber.com. Joining the program once again is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of The War on Guns, More Guns, Less Crime as well. You can find him on Twitter at John R. Lott Jr. and crimeresearch.org. He is John R. Lott Jr. John, how are you doing?
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you jumping back on the program. I caught your op-ed over at FoxNews.com. Here's the real reason Democrats are so scared about Kavanaugh joining the Supreme Court. What is that reason, John?
First of all, just say what it's not. I don't really think it has anything to do with Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh's written a book, in fact, one that he's co-authored with Gorsuch, on precedent. And he makes it very clear in that book that cases that have been around for a long time, that have had multiple hearings before the Supreme Court, and have had large majorities, are not ones that you go and overturn. And those are basically all the things that you have with Roe v. Wade, whatever one thinks about the merits of the case or how poorly it was written to begin with. So I think if one looks at it, it's pretty hard to believe that either he or Gorsuch or Roberts are going to be votes to overturn Roe v. Wade. So it seems like a pretty safe case that's there. What you find, I believe, is the reason why they oppose him is just he's a very smart guy, and he's written opinions that have gotten a lot of currency with other judges around the country. He writes persuasive opinions. And so while he's not going to go and undo the precedents that he may not like right now that have been done in the past, he's not going to go and make similar types of decisions in the future, which Democrats would like to see done. So I think, and he will write decisions that will be influential. So I think that's pretty much the bottom line there.
On the Second Amendment issues, I had read this just after the nomination. I know Illinois and has a city and another one considering local assault weapon bans in certain communities. And I had read someone opining that based on some past rulings that Judge Kavanaugh or soon to be Justice Kavanaugh might be the vote to strike down those types of local assault weapons, local community assault weapons bans. Have you looked into that at all?
Here's one opinion that's relevant, but what you have to understand is, again, he's somebody who cares a lot about precedent there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing he makes clear is that the types of gun control laws that we've seen commonly in the United States that have been around for a while, he's not going to, he thinks meets constitutional muster. So I think he's going to be the type of person who is going to be a strict constructionist and looks at what the court, has said in the past on things. He's not going to be a type of, person who's going to go and deviate a lot from what's been decided in the past. And so I don't think he's going to. I mean, it's one decision that's relevant, but I don't think he's going to be a radical on those types of things either.
Okay. John Lott with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Your townhall.com piece on a very important, of all places, out of Hawaii and California, a huge Second Amendment victory. What was this decision last week from the Ninth Circuit?
Right. Well, it basically said that you had to allow people to carry guns in some way. The original Heller decision said that, obviously, the Second Amendment says people have the right to keep and bear arms, where Scalia talked about bear meaning to carry. And so since Hawaii bans people being able to carry concealed, essentially, in practice, they don't give out any permits, they have to at least give it out in terms of people being able to carry openly. My own guess is that there's at least a reasonable chance that that will put pressure on the state legislatures to go and fix their concealed carry laws to make it easier for people to go and carry concealed, to make it so that that's the one way they can carry rather than open carry. But, well, you know, remains to be seen.
I love the data inside the piece at townhall.com, John. You said, you know, they rarely hand out concealed carry permits. Nationwide, 8.5% of adults have concealed handgun permits. In California, it's 0.5%. In Hawaii, it is 0%. Is it literally zero? Is it no one in Hawaii at this point?
Right. I mean, they have a law that says that they can give out concealed carry permits. The problem is they have to meet with, you know, what the state regards as a reasonable reason, that you have to give a good justification. And it's just, it turns out that nobody's been threatened with a sufficient violence or whatever to justify them getting a concealed carry permit. So,
which is so silly. You know, I mean, it is absolutely impossible to believe that no one has had that situation meet the threshold.
There's no woman who's been threatened with a stalker, and nobody else who's been threatened with violence that's been able to justify getting a permit. I mean, it's just, I agree, it's just not credible. Yeah.
John Lott Jr., find him on Twitter at John R. Lott Jr., crimeresearch.org, townhall.com too, for the recent piece on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. John, thank you so much for jumping back on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you. Thanks.
Thank you. It's John Lott. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.